It's the Farm Station, all ag, all day, joined by Zach Simon. Zach is the, can I say, pet food expert when it comes to the United Sorghum Checkoff Program?
That's fair, Tony. Yeah, pet food expert. I am the Director of Ingredient Utilization and Pet Food for the United Sorghum Checkoff Program.
How do you get all that on one business card?
Really small print. You cram it on there.
Okay, a little background about you. Actually, Kansas boy, grew up on the farm. I would think sorghum might have been a part of
it. Yeah, so farm in south central Kansas with my family. Still grow sorghum to this day. It was my dad's first crop when he started farming back in 78 when he graduated high school. Graduated high school and planted sorghum the next week. So it's been our family farm for many years.
And tell me about... after school, at least high school, K-State?
Yep, K-State grad. Kind of, I guess, interesting path that led me here to the sorghum checkoff. Majored in agronomy, actually. Dreamed of being a plant breeder. Went to work for a K-State sorghum breeding program. Then did some time in extension as an agent, agronomy, focusing on agronomy. And then did a lot of work with the sugarcane aphid back in 2014-15, kind of how I got to build a relationship with the checkoff, and now here I am. So it's been great.
So let's talk about the pet food side of it. Maybe sometimes we grow something and we don't really think it all the way through on what are all the ways we can utilize the crop. How big is the pet food industry for sorghum?
So it's growing for sorghum. The pet food industry, it's growing in the U.S. and globally. As pets become family members and not just pets, I believe in the next 5 years, the pet food industry in the U.S. alone is projected to grow per annum 7 to 13% per year. And it's not necessarily in volume, that's all in value. So it's becoming an even more important industry for the sorghum, or for sorghum farmers. High premiums paid due to a lot of the attributes that sorghum possesses that these pet parents, if you will, want for their pets.
Okay, so pets, pretty wide, very wide space. Are there some areas where sorghum is really drilling in and working with certain segments of the pet industry?
Yeah, so we're seeing a lot of growth in the premium and super premium pet food lines, specifically canines and felines, so dogs and cats. Again, due to our attributes, so these consumers are wanting healthier choices for their pets. They're concerned about their pet's health and the ingredients that are going into the food that they're feeding them.
Okay, so what's the future look like? Is it possible to see where this really becomes a major driver, or at least a big, significant part of the industry?
I would say that it definitely becomes a solid piece of the pie in where our grain is going. The largest piece, probably not, but very, very solid, good serving, if you will. It's again, the pet food market continues to grow, continues to demand high value ingredients, and with our antioxidant levels and the low glycemic index that sorghum provides, we're just fitting perfectly into what these consumers are demanding. So,
all right, crystal ball question: where are we going? I mean, we've kind of touched on this, but. Is there something that you're kind of watching right now? Maybe you're not actually involved in it, but you look in the crystal ball, you go, yeah, that's going to be awesome in 3, 5, 10 years.
I think sorghum as a whole, within all markets that we play in, we're very versatile grain, human food, pet food, fuel, feed. I think we're right on that verge of just blowing up. And I think a lot of that has to do with, again, just the natural attributes of the crop and the sustainability story that's there. And as consumers are putting their dollars towards sustainable products and sustainable choices, that sorghum has that story and meets what they need there. So I'm excited to see as a farmer where sorghum is going to be going in the next 5 years.
All right. We want to keep up with what's happening with the sorghum checkoff. Can we do that online?
Yeah, at sorghumcheckoff.com. We've got a lot of information on there for you.
All right. Congratulations on all the work you're doing, and we wish you the best.
Thanks so much, Tony. Thanks for having me on.
Again, you can keep up with what's happening with the United Sorghum Checkoff Program online at sorghumcheckoff.com. Sorghumcheckoff.com from the 2023 Commodity Classic in Orlando. I'm Tony St. James with Zach Simon, the United Sorghum Checkoff Program. This is the Farm Station, all ag, all day.